Orihime, a vehicle of your heart. What is the white figure on the previous page? Of course, it's a robot. It can talk to us. Now, take a look at the picture below. This robot is called Orihime. Does that ring a bell? Yes, it is associated with Tanabata, a Japanese summer festival. The name Orihime comes from that story. As a schoolboy, Yoshifuji Kentaro, the creator of the robot, was unable to attend school for a long time. He felt lonely because he had no one to share his feelings with. He neither had a sense of belonging, nor was he able to establish and maintain relationships. This lonely experience drove Yoshifuji to develop Orihime, a gender-free robot which enables people in difficult situations to establish bonds with others. People feel lonely for different reasons. For example, their pet dies, or they move to a new town, or their dreams are shattered. To overcome loneliness, you often need bonds and a sense of belonging. There are, however, times when you are lonely because you are unable to meet people for physical or psychological reasons. Think of a boy of your age who suffers from a serious illness and must stay in bed in the hospital, unable to speak. Like you, he wants to play soccer with his friends. He wants to study at school. And he wants to express his joy and sadness. He is alone most of the day, but he has a dream. He wants to start a business to help people like himself be happier by making them feel they are useful and indispensable. His hospital is only 3 kilometers away from his school. He cannot go there even though he wants to. Imagine how lonely he is. Now, look at Orihime in Figure 1 again. Orihime is in the classroom. Actually, the boy mentioned above is operating Orihime from the hospital. The boy is not in class, but he belongs there. The robot is a part of the boy, or the boy himself. It talks, laughs, and experiences sadness with classmates. It is a member of the class. You may wonder if Orihime laughs or feels sad. Look at its face. It's blank with no color in its eyes. But you can still feel emotions through its face. Yoshifuji says, it's like a no mask. A no mask itself does not show any expressions, but the audience perceives them. Likewise, people can feel emotions by looking at Orihime's face because Orihime is an extension of the person using the robot. Thanks to online communication systems, we can talk to people anywhere, anytime. However, Yoshifuji points out that sharing a physical place is missing in modern technology. When you share a place, you don't have to be talking all the time. You can be silent and think about things. You can do things together without talking. Most importantly, a sense of being together is shared. Orihime is more than a device. It's a wheelchair that can transport your heart anywhere you like and share a place with others. One of the most important people in Yoshifuji's life is Banda Yuta. Banda was badly hurt in a traffic accident when he was 4 and had been in the hospital ever since then. When he read the news about Yoshifuji's projects, Banda contacted him through social media. Yoshifuji decided to visit Banda in Morioka. On the day they met, they immediately clicked. Banda became Yoshifuji's best friend and a co-developer of Orihime. Banda gave him a number of suggestions about how to make Orihime more functional. Orihime's quality improvement projects were going well. One day, Yoshifuji received some sad news. Banda had passed away. This was a severe blow to Yoshifuji because Banda was a dear friend and a valuable source of inspiration. However, Yoshifuji did not stop their projects. Banda's words kept coming back to him. Yoshifuji has been trying to figure out how to help lonely people be happier. Every time he faces a difficult situation, Yoshifuji recalls Banda's words. Even if you can't move your body, your mind is still free. As long as your mind is free, you can do whatever you like, and you can go anywhere you like.